Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Definitely the most disappointing loss of the season for the Warriors. A shorthanded, to say the least. Their top four players were gone, and that was a 16-29 Indiana team, as it were. And the Warriors lose it in overtime, 121-117. That was Justin Holiday. He gets the three-pointer to tie it. The Pacers on the other end, they were up three. They did foul, so that's one of the big discussion points among the 121-117 loss. And, of course, our good friend Brian Anderson, PA from TNT, had the call, and he was courtside, so we'll talk about that. He's a Wisconsin guy, so we've got 49ers Packers to discuss as well, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, BA, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm looking forward to this entire weekend. I'm actually squatting in San Francisco because I have TNT with the Warriors on Tuesday, so I'm literally moving in with Dave Fleming this weekend, and I'm not leaving.
So I know you're playing golf with Flem on Sunday. Are you moving in with the family, with the twins? You're just
yes.
You gonna go in his basement or wherever he's got room for you?
I told all his kids that he's got like nine kids, so they all have to sleep in the master bedroom, and I'm just gonna rotate between their beds, see which one I like best.
That's perfect.
And by the way, just for clarity, that was not my call. I don't want people out there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Fans out there, like, what's the national guy all pissed off about? That was not me. I was actually very, enthusiastic about that.
No, Bob goes crazy whenever they don't foul intentionally. Although that's a coaching thing. Greg Popovich doesn't believe in that, and it cost him a championship and a long rebound to Chris Bosh and Ray Allen. You know that well, but your broadcast last night was so good. And Stan Van Gundy had a rule. What's his rule? Six seconds, I think his was. Nelly, think it had to get down to 5 and 4, otherwise you elongate the game. And that's Justin Holiday, the former Warrior, that rose up and made that shot, B.A.
Yes, yes. And, Stan's so great in those moments. And, to give him room to lay all that out. And, yeah, that's always been his thing, 6 seconds. Kerr, I mean, I usually ask every coach. I've been around Kerr so much that I know he believes in fouling. I mean, that's something he does, but didn't do last night. They didn't do. There was a perfect opportunity. That call there that you guys played was accurate. There was an opportunity to foul, especially with Jackson. But they missed it, and it was just one of those games for the Warriors. I mean, they didn't play well, and, I think they were in third gear, and the Pacers came out with a bunch of guys who are trying to play for contracts. You know, I said on the broadcast last night, they had at one point 5 undrafted players that got minutes, significant minutes in that game last night. So a bunch of guys who were trying to play for their futures and their careers, and they played hard. I mean, it kind of felt like that 16-1 matchup in the NCAA tournament, but it actually played out that way because, talent-wise, there's no comparison, but effort-wise, the Pacers came out with serious urgency.
Brian Anderson joining us, BA, of course, TNT and the Warriors losing overtime at home last night to kick off that 7-game homestand. And as you said, no Sabonis, Brogdon, LeVert, or Turner. But the rookie out of Oregon, Chris Duarte, leads the way, and the Pacers get the win. We've talked all about, obviously, Klay Thompson for a couple of years since the injuries, and everybody assumes that, you're going to plug a guy in from a fan standpoint. He's going to be good to go, and and the Warriors are going to continue to roll and be a better team. And I think long term, obviously, they will be. But it takes a while because he's trying to get his feet under him and new role for Jordan Poole. And everybody's kind of trying to acclimate. And Clay's an easy guy. I mean, he doesn't need to dribble the ball, but, you know, catch and shoot. But I don't care who you're bringing back. A player at that caliber, it's just going to take some time.
Yeah, and you guys are your fan base is really smart, and you know your media is really smart also, and so I think that's been that message has been delivered. So I don't sense a lot of urgency and expectation of Clay to be what he was 2.5 years ago. I don't. You guys may, but I, you know, when you walk around and you listen to sports talk and podcasts and whatnot, I don't sense that now. You know, I thought Stan made a great point last night, and we actually talked to Steve Kerr about it, but Clay has these short windows, and it's really important for him to get up as many shots as he can. So the numbers, and we put a graphic up last night, but the numbers look really bad. You would label that as a selfish player in any other scenario except this one. But because he's only playing in these five-minute windows, I think it's imperative that Clay and the Warriors open up opportunities for him to shoot as much as he can. So I think the ball's in his hands more. He's shooting more. Stan is a believer, and I would agree with this, that as the minutes start to stretch out, the windows of time and the rotation, then he's going to be able to relax more and get more into the flow. So it not only shows up in Clay's field goal attempts per minute, which is about equal, it also shows up in the others, how their shot attempts are down, especially guys like Wiggins and Poole, even Curry. I mean, his shot attempts are going to be down too when he's on the floor with Clay. So I think it's all part of the process. It's not a selfish thing. I think you just got to get him, almost expedite his return so he can get his legs, get his rhythm, all of that back, and you'll be better off for it. The bigger story with the Warriors, in my opinion, is Draymond Green. And a back injury, a disc issue, that is a major concern, although they're saying that, you know, he's in good spirits and he'll be back, and everybody's pretty positive about it on their camp. It's just, man, that's like, I don't want to call it a five alarm yet, but there's two alarms for sure. That's really concerning that Draymond's missing this much time with the back injury.
Totally, and that's one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on, and that and to give me advice on how I deal with this bitter cold of Wisconsin, BA, since you live here.
when you're
not living in Dave Fleming's children's rooms, which is really weird. But during your broadcast last night, Stephanie Reddy, and I've been watching Stephanie for years in Charlotte and now on NBA TV and with you guys at Turner. She's superb. But she noted that Draymond was not even at Chase last night. And he was there on Tuesday to address the crowd. The Warriors didn't play on MLK Day, so they did it on Tuesday. But she was noting that it's hard for him to sit on the bench because of the back. And that was another siren that went off to me. So he goes out to warm up before the game. Clay comes back on Jan 9, Brian, and he feels a calf. And now it's a back. And it's L5 and S1, and I have a couple of herniated discs myself. I've never really had any problems majorly with sciatica. But when I hear a back injury getting into a calf injury, that is greatly concerning if it's sciatica. When you were talking to Steve, you and Coach Van Gundy, did you get into all more the nature of what's going on with Draymond's back?
Yeah, well, we did. I mean, that was the biggest topic. And Steve, you know, he's always really honest with us. So I don't doubt that he is optimistic. And he sounded optimistic. And he told us that Draymond is optimistic. And everybody feels good about the progress and there is improvement. And we reported that last night, but then we didn't know that he was not going to be on the bench. So that was a little bit of a surprise, you know, on the broadcast and in talkback, which means you can't hear it on the air, but we're saying to each other, like, does anybody see Draymond? Where is he? And like, we were kind of waiting for him to come out before we got into a health update or story from Stephanie to us. And we, you know, like we do it in television, we're waiting for the visual, expecting him to be there. Well, he, you know, first half goes by and all of a sudden we haven't really talked about Draymond much because he never came back out and the game was good. So that was a little bit of a flag for me, and Stephanie reported it well and she got some information. So all I can report is that Steve Kerr, the Warriors, and Draymond Green are optimistic and positive that things are coming along well, and that's what we'll have to go on for now. But, yeah, you're right. Like, you know, you're talking nerves and disc, and when you start pinching nerves and you're feeling the pain down that far down the nerve line, you know, I've had some back issues myself too, and that's that to me is concerning for an NBA player, especially a big man in some regards, in Draymond Green. So, yeah, I think it's just worth constant follow-ups, and they say they're going to give another update on Draymond Green February 1st. So they probably won't be talking much about it until then, or you certainly won't hear from him. But, yeah, February 1st will be an interesting day to hear how that progress is coming.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
No doubt. Brian Anderson, who's hanging out in Dave Fleming's children's room, it's kind of like the three mm-hmm. bears. He's gonna find which bed he likes the best.
Right.
One's too soft, one's too hard.
That's exactly right.
That's going to be perfect. Let's flip it to the Packers. Of course, you do the Brewers. You live in Wisconsin. And just give us a sense, what I think is really cool, and I've covered games at Lambeau, and it is the best NFL stadium. The fans own the team. I mean, just the whole thing around it is so cool. But when it comes to the playoffs, what's going on in Wisconsin, Green Bay? What's going on around the state and just how big the Packers are?
Well, it's huge, man. I mean, they're the dominant force in the state of Wisconsin, and you know, all the major sports teams, even all the major college teams, they're all connected. You know, there's a great fellowship with everybody. So Brewers fans, obviously, it's our Packers fans as well, but from an organizational standpoint, they all support the other, and you know, it's a really interesting experience, and you're going to see the full experience here today. I do not, I am not like an expert in the NFL. I did it for a few years, and then I went and watched this guy call a Raiders game back in the day named Greg Papa, and I'm like, I can never be that good, so I'm quitting. So he ruined it for the rest of us. So
Whatever happened to that guy, by the way? I'm an expert
on the Packers personnel. I just know they're really good, and I do know Aaron Rodgers a bit, and have done a number of events with him and golf events, and I've been to a lot of cold weather games there at Lambeau. What I can say, and it's the most important thing, is Aaron Rodgers' hands are huge, and that's important because he is the best cold weather passer ever, I think. I don't think that's an overstatement. Like, I've heard that. I've heard Peyton Manning say that. I've heard a lot of high-level NFL people say that because of the size of his hands and the way he can grip the ball. It will be a little warmer on the field. There's another interesting fact about Lambeau. The field is heated, and so it's a combination of artificial turf and real grass that they grow. It's in immaculate condition. It's much different than when the Packers and Niners played at Lambeau in the 90s, you know, and that was a mess. The field will be perfect. So, and it's heated. You'll kind of see some waves of heat emanating from the field. So it's probably, from what I understand, maybe 10 degrees, maybe 12 degrees warmer on the field. So you go from 8, you know, to maybe 20. So that's good. Like, that's going to feel good. And I think Rodgers, if you've never played in the cold weather, the extreme cold like this, I don't think Jimmy G has. I'd be curious to know what the coldest game he's ever participated in, but it's a shock to your system, according to those who have done that. And so those are the kind of the things that I always talk about when TV people or radio people come to town and ask me my thoughts on Lambeau. If you haven't been there in this kind of Arctic cold.
Yeah, the word is that Jimmy's never played in the game sub 40 in the NFL, but he grew up in Chicago, Eastern Illinois, and he practiced it in a lot. He didn't play, but he practiced in a lot in Foxborough in really gnarly weather. So we'll see. You mentioned your association with Aaron Rodgers, and you did broadcast one of the match tournaments, Bryson DeChambeau and A-Rod against Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson. And I remember an interesting exchange you had with A-Rod on the air when you were trying to push him a little bit on his future, which at the time was a beautiful mystery. Since you've gotten to know him a lot better than I have, and most everybody has that's not related to him directly in the Packers, what kind of a guy is Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I'm a huge fan. Obviously, the whole you know, the falsification of the vaccine, that was not good, not a good scene. And you know, I wouldn't say it bothered me to a deep level, but at the same time, I was just around Aaron quite a bit at the match, and my wife has an autoimmune disease, and you know, that I was like, man, I would have liked to have known that. So that did upset me a little bit, but I'm a huge fan of Aaron. I've seen all the stuff he's done in the communities. He had a beautiful connection with a neighbor of mine who lived three doors down, a young boy by the name of Jack. And Jack passed away when he was 11. He had, he had neuroblastoma, and Aaron was right there with him. And like, I saw all of that. Not a lot of people know that story, but I saw the man's heart, and through the Mac Fund is his main charity that he does a lot of this with. And we did a video docuseries with him. So, you know, I feel like I know him a little bit, and I'm really impressed with him. This year has been a little weird, and it's taken me aback a little bit as well as a big Packers fan, but I am a fan of his. I think he is, we can't call him the greatest quarterback of all time because of Tom Brady, Super Bowls, but I mean, he's there. Statistically, he's certainly there. And you can't lay all the lack of success in the Super Bowls at Aaron's feet, but man, he is so good, especially in these kind of games, the cold weather games, the big games. I am a fan, and I respect him. I've seen a lot of the work that he's done off the field, and of course been a big fan of his on the field, rooting for the Packers all these years. So he's an A+ for me.
Before we let you go, we played this a little bit earlier. Kevin Harlan was on our morning show this morning and was giving Papa grief if he was going to not open the windows, but he says he is going to open the windows. But are there any keys to staying warm?
I never
warm?
Not opened the windows in my life. I'm the one telling the joke, and you guys have the punchline. Doesn't work that way.
Very,
go ahead, B.A.
B.A.,
what I want to know, B.A., you're from Austin, Texas. You and I got to know each other in San Antonio. And you've raised your family, you're being the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. You live here, so I love it in the cold weather. I'm from Buffalo; it's in my blood. How do you deal with a Wisconsin winter being a Texan?
I love it. No problem. Now I stay inside. So like we always say, Papa, there's no such thing as bad weather; just bad clothing. And so it's really important for you. See, I recommend mittens over gloves.
Oh, there you go.
Mittens with
good
hot
call.
Packs.
Good call.
Oh,
good
hot
call.
Packs.
A little bit, there's a little bit of an ego check there. But mittens with a hot pack inside your balled up fist inside the mittens that's the way to go. Because if your hands and your feet, if your fingers and your toes are warm or fine, you're fine. Then there are no issues because – you know, you can survive almost anything. So keeping those hands and toes, you're going to see some people, though, without shirts on at Lambeau. I guarantee it. I've been there. I went to a game. It was -2, and there were a couple of women in sports bras behind me, pounding beer, and their husbands in no shirts. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, these people are amazing. The town, the scene. It's just really cool setup. There's nothing like it in the NFL. You've been there many times, but you know, to have a playoff game there on a Saturday night, it is going to feel like the North Pole. It's going to be great. Can't wait.
That's awesome.
So where are you watching the game? You watching the game with the Fleming family?
I'm going to be sitting in the car listening to you. That's how I'm going to watch it.
Oh, there you go.
If you say touchdown San Francisco one time, I'm going to be shocked.
Oh, look at that.
You know what I'm going to do? When Debo scores a touchdown to go up two touchdowns with 2 minutes to go in the game, I'm going to break out a touchdown, San Francisco. There is your dagger.
Stealing it from Larry.
That hits home. Two of the greatest radio play-by-play guys are calling this game, Papa and Larrabee.
Yep.
Well, how about,
so this
how about
might
Harlan?
Be one of those days Harlan. I turn down the sound and listen to the radio for sure.
Yeah.
Great.
That's incredible.
It's going to be fun, man. You guys are it's a worthy matchup, I think, from a Packers perspective.
And we got you back on Warriors Tuesday, huh? Fantastic.
Tuesday. I got a ton of Warriors games.
Wow.
I mean, I feel like I'm gonna be at your house next time. So make way.
I would invite you to stay with me and my kids, but you're gonna have a lot more fun staying with Fleming's kids. You don't want to be around my kids.
Exactly.
It's gonna be great. Looking forward to the weekend, man. Forward to listening to your call to here on local radio.
Thank you.
It's gonna be awesome.
I'll try to hook up with you when I get back home, BA.
Yeah, please do.
Take care, man. Thank you, and thank you for the kind words. Love you, brother.
Yeah, of course.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.